Surah An-Nisa, verses 22 to 25.
Wa ta'ala began the discussion about those women with whom nikah is not permissible. In times of Jahiliyyah, a man would marry his stepmothers after the demise of his father. Actually, they would take possession of them like property in some cases. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, لا تنكحوا ما نكح آباؤكم. Do not marry those women whom your fathers have married, except what has passed in Jahiliyyah, and that should be terminated. So here we look at ayah number 23. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ. Prohibited to you for marriage are 7 categories because of relations. Close blood ties. أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ, your mothers. وَبَنَاتُكُمْ, your daughters. وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ, your sisters. وَعَمَّاتُكُمْ, your father's sisters. وَخَالَاتُكُمْ, your mother's sisters. وَبَنَاتُ الْأَخِي, your nieces, brother's daughters. وَبَنَاتُ الْأُخْتِ, your sister's daughters. So these are 7 categories. So this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed to the male. For the female, it would be the opposite way around. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and only briefly, about foster relations. وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمُ اللَّاتِي أَرْضَعْنَكُمْ, your foster mothers. وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ مِنَ الرَّضَاعَةِ, your foster sisters. Then from in-law relationships, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَأُمَّهَاتُ نِسَائِكُمْ, your wives, mothers, meaning your mother-in-laws. وَرَبَائِبُكُمْ اللَّاتِي فِي حُجُورِكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِي دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنْ. If you have contracted a marriage to a woman and she has a daughter, that daughter is called a rabiba. That means a stepdaughter in your custody from wives with whom you have consummated your marriage. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُونُوا دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنَّ, but if you have not consummated your marriage, then there will be no sin upon you if you marry their daughters. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says 2 more categories. وَحَلَائِلُ أَبْنَائِكُمُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ أَصْلَابِكُمْ, you are also forbidden to marry the spouses of your biological sons. From your loins means not your adopted sons, because adopted sons are not like biological sons. وَأَنْ تَجْمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْأُخْتَيْنِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you are prohibited from marrying 2 sisters at the same time. إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ, except what has already occurred in Jahiliyyah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ever forgiving, most merciful. Also forbidden for you, and we can see that there is a very strong connection between these ayat. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا وَالْمُحْصَنَاتُ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. Also forbidden are married women. You cannot marry a married woman, means except those prisoners who have passed into your hands. إِلَّا مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ, when we go for jihad, and there are captives of war. And among the captives, there may be women who are married, but now that they have come as prisoners of war after the duration of one menstrual cycle, marriage to them would become permissible. كِتَابَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, this is the commandment from Allah to you. وَأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ مَا وَرَاءَ ذَلِكُمْ, besides all of these women who are prohibited in marriage, all women other than that are lawful to you, 4 conditions. Provided that you seek them with your wealth, you seek them in a lawful contract of nikah with proposal, acceptance, and there is a dowry. Muhsinina ghayra musafihin, number 3, desiring chastity in honest wedlock. Ghayra musafihin, not unlawful intercourse. فَمَا اسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْهُنَّ فَآتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا, when you consummate your marriage with them, give their dowry to them, فَرِيضًا, as a binding obligation. وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا تَرَاضَيْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْفَرِيضًا, and there is no sin upon you in what you mutually agree upon beyond the obligation. If the wife has decided to reduce the dowry, or if the husband wants to give more, as long as there is mutual agreement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is no sin upon you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Ayah 25. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنْكُمْ طَوْلًا أَنْ يَنْكِحَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and if any one of you cannot afford marriage to a free believing woman, محصنات المؤمنات, فَمِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ, let him marry one of those whom your right hand possesses, meaning slave girls, believing slave girls. You can marry a believing slave girl. the maintenance and obligations and responsibilities towards them are less. So if you cannot afford marriage to a free believing woman, you can marry a slave girl who is a mu'min. Wallahu a'lamu bi imanikum, Allah best knows about your faith. Ba'dukum min ba'd, you are one of another, though she may be a slave, but you are equal in iman. فَانْكِحُوهُنَّ بِإِذْنِ أَهْلِهِنَّ So marry them with their owner's permission. وَآتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ And give them the due compensation dowry according to what is fair. مُحْصَنَاتٍ غَيْرَ مُسَافِحَاتٍ وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانٍ These slave women who have iman, they should be chaste, neither of those committing fornication randomly, nor those taking secret lovers. فَإِذَا أُحْصِنَّ فَإِنْ أَتَيْنَ بِفَاحِشَةٍ And if after they are taken into marriage, they were to commit adultery, a slave girl, they shall have half the punishment prescribed for a free unmarried woman. فَعَلَيْهِنَّ نِصْفُ مَا عَلَى الْمُحْصَنَاتِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ الْعَنَةَ مِنْكُمْ This allowance of marrying a slave woman who has iman, who is not completely in your possession, she is still owned. This allowance is for those among you who fears that he should fall into sin, the sin of zina. وَأَن تَصْبِرُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ But it is better for you to practice self-restraint because when a man marries a slave, then the children also go into slavery. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ And Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Inshallah, we make tilawat of this.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حرمت عليكم أمهاتكم وبناتكم وأخواتكم وعماتكم وخالاتكم وبنات الأخ وبنات الأخت وأمهاتكم اللاتي أرضعنكم وأخواتكم من الرضاعة وأمهات نسائكم وربائبكم اللاتي في حجوركم من نسائكم اللاتي دخلتم بهن فإن لم تكونوا دخلتم بهن فلا جناح عليكم وحلائل أبنائكم الذين من أصلابكم وأن تجمعوا بين الأختين إلا ما قد سلف إن الله كان غفورا رحيما والمحصنات من النساء إلا ما ملكت أيمانكم كتاب الله عليكم وأحل لكم ما وراء ذلكم أن تبتغوا بأموالكم محصنين غير مسافحين فما استمتعتم به منهن فآتوهن أجورهن فريضة ولا جناح عليكم فيما تراضيتم به من بعد الفريضة إن الله كان عليما حكيما وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنْكُمْ طَوْلًا أَنْ يَنْكِحَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ فَمِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ مِنْ فَتَيَاتِكُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِإِيمَانِكُمْ بعضكم من بعض فانكحوهن بإذن أهلهن وآتوهن أجورهن بالمعروف وآتوهن أجورهن بالمعروف محصنات غير مسافحات ولا متخذات أخدان فإذا أحصن فإن أتين بفاحشة فعليهن نصف ما على المحصنات من العذاب ذلك لمن خشي العنة منكم وأن تصبروا خير لكم والله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم.